taxi driver has gone on trial charged with raping two young women in separate incidents in Dublin in the summer of 2022. The court heard that both young women had been working, socialising and drinking in the city centre. The first incident took place in June 2022, the second in August. Let's speak now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell, who joins us now. Orla, what did the prosecution say in their opening speech?
Well, prosecuting counsel Geraldine Small told the jury that the first young woman, who's now in her early 20s, was socialising after work on the night of June the 25th, 2022, and she had 5 pints of cider, which she said was more than she wasn't used to drinking so much. She became separated from her friends and tried to make her own way home, and the court heard she was very drunk. She described waking up in the passenger seat of a car driven by the accused man, and the prosecution told the jurors that she was raped as she was drifting in and out of consciousness. Now, she was eventually dropped home near to her home, and the court heard at this stage it was getting light and Gardaí were alerted later that day. Now, they gathered CCTV footage and they identified the young woman getting into a taxi, and the accused man was identified as the driver. He was arrested in September 2022. DNA samples were taken from him and these matched DNA samples taken from the young woman's body. He gave Gardaí a statement at that stage saying that the woman had instigated the physical interaction and that any sexual interaction between them was consensual.
What did you hear about the second incident?
In the second incident, the second young woman was working, and she was working very early, Miss Small said, on August the 8th, 2022, and she then went out and was socialising with friends and became very tired. She got into a taxi in the city centre, and Miss Small told the jury that this young woman was falling in and out of sleep, and she woke up to find the accused man having sex with her. The jurors were told she was shocked, she felt vulnerable, she didn't feel able to fight back. Now, the court heard the driver brought her to her destination and charged her for her fare. When he was arrested in August 2022, again, DNA samples matched DNA found on the swabs taken from the young woman's body. And in this case, the man also claimed that the young woman instigated the physical contact and that the sexual encounter was consensual. And the jurors were told these two young women, these were separate incidents, they didn't know each other. And while the two cases were being tried together, the jurors were told they must treat each allegation separately.
The first complainant, Orla, is currently giving evidence. What's she been saying?
Yes, she described how she wasn't used to drinking so much, that she was very drunk and lost her friends because she was playing a stupid game where she ran away. She said she remembered going to a pizza restaurant to use the bathroom and fell down the stairs. And her next memory was waking up in a car in the passenger seat, which was slightly reclined. Now, she described how she was slumped backwards in the seat. She described her state of consciousness. She said she was very dazed. She had heavy eyes. And she described the details of the alleged rapes to the jury. She said she had no energy. She was asked by Ms. Small if she had consented at any stage to sexual intercourse. She said no. She said she didn't touch the man and she didn't want him to have sex with her. Now, she is currently being cross-examined by Defence Counsel Lorcan Staines, and that will continue after lunch.
Orla, thank you. That's our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell.